What I want to talk about is the Teddy Boy era, which began in 1954 when Southmead instigated the Teddy Boys. And then before you knew where it was, Barton Hill had a Teddy Boy sect, Lawrence Hill, and gradually it spread all around Bristol and then all around England. They just started wearing Edwardian clothes, long jackets, bootlace ties, drainpipe trousers, very tight. You'd have to lie on the bed to get them on. It'd take about literally about a quarter of an hour to get them on. They were so skin tight. Blue suede shoes, but the soles were about an inch and a half thick. They had long sideboards in their hair, or sideburns as they were called then, and a quiff. And their weapons were flick knives, knucker dusters. What they call safety razors, that would be a razor blade which you screw into a handle to shave. But the actual blade, they'd sew it inside their lapels. So if another Teddy Boy grabbed them by the lapels like that, it would cut their fingers to shreds. And the leader of the Southmead Teddy Boys was called Brian Sugar, and he was famous all over the country. The news of the world, they did a full story about the Southmead Teds, and the headline was, "What Makes Sugar Tick?" I was only 16, so I was sort of weighed down a pecking order, but they travel all around the country, and they go into a local calf somewhere. All the local Teds would be in there, and as soon as these all strange Teddy Boys walk in, they jump up immediately and start ready to fight. And all Sugar would say was, "I'm Sugar, Southmead." And they straight away, they say, "Oh, all right, mate, how are you getting on? Like a coffee, cup of tea? Get you a Coke?" Terrified. If they went to, say, Barton Hill or Lawrence Weston or wherever, Hartcliffe, to seek other Teddy Boys, have a gang battle, I'd keep out of that, I wouldn't go. I just hang around with them. We used to sit outside the Standard of England, and we'd all sit around chatting, and eventually they'd go off to fight somewhere, and I'd just go home, because I was too young. I mean, they'd go to Weston on the train, about 30 of them. The Weston people would hear they were coming, and they'd all go home. They didn't need to, because Teddy Boys wouldn't hurt ordinary people, but they'd be terrified, they'd all go in, and Weston would become a ghost town. And in the autumn of 1958, Brian Sugar went to Barton Hill, went into a calf, usual thing, all the Teds in there jumped out ready to fight. He said, "Sugar, Southmead." And this chap jumped up and said, "I'm John Little, Barton Hill." And they fought, and Sugar lost. The story goes that Sugar was drunk and wasn't able to perform properly. His reputation had gone, the Southmead Teds broke up, and as they broke up, all the other ones broke up, and by the end of 58, no more Teds. For about another 10 years, right up until the 60s, Southmead, as a whole, had this reputation as being the roughest, toughest area in Bristol.